The following is an exclusive presentation of the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. IMG is America's home for college sports.
With the English off the glass.
The BYU Cougars are back on the floor. It's time to get you ready for every high-flying dunk.
It's an alley-oop throwdown to Kyle Collinsworth and one to answer.
And every amazing shot.
Fisher transition three.
Yes! Chase Fisher and the Cougars take a lead by two, 80-78. Oh, what a wild one here in Dayton.
BYU basketball is on the air on KSL News Radio and the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Live coverage of BYU basketball begins with Cougar Pregame Live. To lead things off, let's head live to your host, Cleon Wall.
It is cold and snowy in Salt Lake. We are less than 3 days away from Christmas. I had about 4 or 5 inches of snow at my house in Layton before I left this morning. I am very jealous that Mark Durant, Greg Rebel, and the BYU basketball team is in Honolulu, Hawaii for a basketball tournament.
Malakilikimaka is a thing.
Sing it, Bing. Who wouldn't want to spend Christmas in paradise? Listening to Bing Crosby, I think I would. I've been in a cold weather climate for Christmas, except for just a few years in Las Vegas. Still had snow one of the years I was down in Las Vegas. Also spent a couple of days after Christmas in Southern California at Disneyland. And even though it was crowded, it was really nice. It was nice being down there. I kind of like not having to worry about shoveling snow or worrying about driving on the roads. I went to Hawaii once 11 years ago, and I loved it. Going over for a basketball tournament might have been better than when I went over with my wife. My wife's not listening to this right now. Anyway, let's move along. BYU, 7-3 on the season after almost scoring 100 points against Central Michigan. And it was a great scoring night for plenty of different players. Probably two of the highlights from that game. Actually, there were quite a few highlights from that game. But your four main guys in that game were Nick Emery, had a very nice game. Of course, you also had Chase Fisher, who scored over 20 points in that game. And he showed some promise, not just from three-point land, but actually driving to the basket, pulling up for jump shots if he had the room, or going all the way to the basket. It was nice to see Chase actually get to the basket a little bit more, but I think we kind of need to see him play well in a big game. That's probably not today. Anyway, moving along, Kyle Collinsworth picks up triple-double, number 8, very impressive, but probably the guy that all of us were most impressed with was Zach Seljaas. I mean, he had 25 points in that game after scoring his previous high of 18 points against Colorado. It was really, really a nice game. Cougars score 98 points in that mashup. You know, I'm going to throw something out here. A rash decision to make this far into the season. Can BYU play like Loyola Marymount from the early 90s?
Here's Terry Mills, stripped of the ball. Outlet for Kimball, who tracks it down. Fryer out of the corner. He will nail that shot all day long. He has 27 out.
That was an NCAA tournament game between LMU and Michigan in 1990. Let me read some of the stats that LMU put up that season. Their leading scorer was Bo Kimball. He averaged 35 points a game. Hank Gathers averaged 29 points a game. Jeff Fryer, the guy that you heard make that shot, averaged 22 points a game. They just put up lots of points. In fact, they averaged 125 points a game during the regular season. Now, they also gave up a lot of points, but they were sure a lot of fun to watch.
Kimball, three-pointer on the way. No. Peabody. Back to Kimball. And out of the corner, Lowry. Loyola Marymount is just drilling them from all over the court.
This NCAA tournament game, by the way, thanks to the NCAA and CBS for the highlights. This game was without Hank Gathers, their second leading scorer. He had died in the season, but they were a lot of fun to watch. They actually made it to the Elite Eight that season without their second leading scorer. Bo Kimball, in that game against Michigan, didn't play very well either. Man, it was just a lot of fun to watch those Loyola Marymount teams. So could BYU become a team just like that? Could they, you know, kind of throw a little bit of defense away and just say, you know, we're just going to go out and score a whole bunch of points because we got a lot of good scores on our team. I mean, I just mentioned, in the last game, BYU had three guys that were over 20 points in that game and another guy that was getting a triple-double, and he can score a lot of points too, and that's Kyle Collinsworth. Let me tell you why I think this could work. Cougars have plenty of guys as I score. I already said that already. They already play up-tempo. They're averaging over 80 points a game. You just have to go a little bit faster. You get to substitute a lot of guys. A lot of guys would get playing time in this type of an offense, and you'd get to shoot a lot of threes. I don't know how many perimeter players wouldn't want to shoot a lot of threes. Could also mean that some teams refuse to crash the boards. You know, those teams, kind of like Colorado, when BYU played Colorado, you notice that Colorado really liked to go for the offensive rebounds. But if you're able to get the rebound and you're rushing up the court, that could discourage that quite a bit. Take more chances on perimeter defense, you know, because you're trying to get a steal and trying to get an easy bucket and also trying to get the other team to play at your tempo. And it doesn't matter if another team will score a few times because Cougars are probably going to outscore you. Big guys could still be productive. I mean, it's definitely going to be a different type of offense. They could still be productive. They would, you know, maybe not take as many shots, but hopefully when they do, they'll just take better shots. But you really don't have to rely on them, though, kind of like what BYU is doing right now. So it's tempting, but let me tell you why it won't work now. We're 10 games into the season. It's hard to change. This would have been better to change in the offseason. Plus, it would have been better to change to this type of an offense last season when BYU was struggling with their post players. They're still having a hard time keeping Corbin Kaufusi on the floor, but on the other hand, you know, it's not as tempting to play this way when you've got guys that actually have low post game. You don't have a lot of quick guys that can get to the rim. It's easier, you can get easier baskets when you have dribble drive penetration. And the Cougars have maybe Nick Emery, you could say, maybe Kyle Collinsworth, but they are the quickest guys. They can get to the rim, but they're not always getting to the rim all the time. BYU already turns the ball over a lot. This could exacerbate the problem if you try and go even more up-tempo. Do they have enough shooters? Yeah, I just talked about Zach Selyus is really coming on. He's playing a lot better. Chase is so up and down, and then you've got Nick Emery. All those guys can shoot. I guess you could say, yeah, they do have enough shooters, but are they going to be able to get open if they have someone that can get to the rim? They don't really have the athletes to gamble on the defensive end. They may just end up giving up a lot of points. Kind of takes your big guys out of the game, as I talked about, and you kind of want to keep them in the game. And I think Dave really likes playing with those guys where they can score playing inside out. That's his favorite type of basketball, even though he does like to play quicker. And I really don't think Dave Rose, or really any coach, would like to give up that many points. He's not a Paul Westhead disciple. He likes to play quick, but maybe not that fast. You can't, if you're going to play that type of an offense, you can't be afraid to let other teams score. It means that you have guys that are really good that can score. Bo Kimble, Hank Gathers that I mentioned, penetrators, guy like Jeff Fryer that just bombs away from the outside. By the way, Jeff Fryer that season made, 96 three-pointers that season on 243 attempts. So they were bombing away from the outside. So though I dream to have another team like that that could possibly be like LMU, I don't think it will ever happen again. And plus, as I said, it'd be hard to do in the middle of the season. I don't think you want to disrupt your offense at all. BYU is averaging 83 points a game. I'm not sure they're going to get to that today playing a team like Harvard. Harvard is only averaging 65 points a game. That ties them for 319th in the nation compared to BYU's 38th in scoring in the nation. Leading scorer is averaging 13 points a game. And Utah product Corbin Miller, he's getting around, you know, 6 points a game. So that's a couple of threes. BYU's going to win this game. They'll either have to grind it out with a slow-moving team or they're going to have to force turnovers. The Crimson are turning it over 15 times a game, so that is a possibility. Crimson also only shooting 45% from the floor, so this could be a slog. It's not like they can keep up with good fast pace. They can keep up with good fast pace teams. They only lost by 6 points to Kansas, and that was at Allen Fieldhouse. Now, the goal of this tournament BYU is playing in Hawaii is, of course, to win it. And the best outcome would for BYU to make the championship game against Oklahoma. Sooners are now 8-0 on the season, boast one of the best seniors in the game in Buddy Hield. Hield is averaging close to 24 points a game on 50% shooting from the three-point line. I'd love to see him matched up with Kyle Collinsworth. Not sure it'll happen, but it would be a dynamite matchup. We could also see a 100-point game because the Sooners are actually averaging 88 points a contest. And Dave Rose would also face off against old UNLV nemesis Lon Kruger. You know, I'm dreaming of a Cougar and Sooner Christmas. Not sure it's going to come to pass, but outside the NBA, it could be actually the best game on TV on that holiday. It could also provide the Cougars with a much-needed win against a top-flight opponent. So if the Cougars are going to play Loyola Marymount-type basketball, or if they're not, they better get some scoring down low and provide plenty of points for the perimeter. Luckily, they'll get some help from Jamal Ates. He sat out the past 5 games with an ankle sprain. The voice of the Cougars caught up with him. Greg Rebell caught up with Jamal as he is working out with the team in Hawaii, and hopefully he's feeling better from that ankle sprain.
I guess it's kind of been a learning process. You know, learn what your body can't do. Don't ever try to push it too much. Just try to get in shape and get it better as fast as I can.
How would you rate the level of disappointment to get back into the mix and then have the injury in Utah the way you did?
Disappointment was high, just being away from your teammates for that long. But we're healthy and we're healing, so I'm happy about that. Happy to be back.
Bob Medina, the strength and conditioning coach, and you have gotten to know each other really well over the last year and a half or 2 years. What's he like to work with?
He's a great guy, man. He's always pushing me, always telling me to keep my head up, man. And honestly, I don't know where I'd be without him, man. He's a great dude, great guy.
It's the right ankle you're dealing with, right?
Yes, right ankle, yeah.
We're talking after a practice, after a couple of hours of practice. How you doing right now?
It feels good. Just a little sore, but all I got to do is just get some treatment, and it'll be ready for tomorrow.
How do you explain the fact that it kind of keeps tweaking?
It's just, I don't know, man. It's just getting in shape. That's the thing. I think I wasn't really the best in shape before. So when it kept tweaking, I think it was just a result of that. And now that I'm able to get back in shape and being able to run hard and run while I was out, it's gotten a lot better. My thing is just mostly, I think, just getting in shape. I can play at 240 or 225. It's just getting in shape, getting my legs going and stuff like that.
What are you at right now?
I think I last clocked in at like 239, 238.
Okay. Do you have an ideal weight, or are you right around where you want to be?
My ideal would probably be 225, 230, but I just got to keep working to that. But, yeah, just working on condition right now.
Being a part of the team again and back on the floor in practices, how difficult is it to be away from the guys when you're running on the side, for example?
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things to do just because you're watching your guys get better and you really want to be a part of it to help them out, but you can't. And when they go down, you feel like you maybe could have helped the team out. And so that's always the hardest part, but it's good to be back. They're always pushing on me, you know, annoying me, but it's all good.
What are your expectations for this week?
Just to stay healthy, man, just to work hard, try to win every game.
How much time do you see yourself getting?
Just whatever comes my way, man. I'm just here to help out the team. You know, I can play 0 minutes or I can play 40. I do not care, just as long as we win.
You've been to Hawaii before?
No, it's my first time.
Really?
Yeah.
This is it?
Yeah, first time right here.
What are your thoughts?
It's swell, man. Just the people are so inviting. The atmosphere is great. The weather, you can't beat that. And, you know, the beach, something I haven't been to in a long time. So I'm excited about that.
It makes Christmas week a little different, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, hey, man, we're basketball players. We're used to this. And so it's all good.
How excited are you for the Diamond Head Classic, these 3 games against a good field?
I'm excited, man. It's just really cool to play other teams, you know, and other atmospheres, and it's great. I love it.
How big can this week be for your group?
I think it could be a big thing, man. It's just it could be one of the stepping stones just to greatness, you know. We get this week, and if we come out the way that we want it to, it can set us up in the NCAA tournament, set us up just for the future. We're real good.
For everyone but you in San Diego, league play gets underway this week, so it's on.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. You know, it's a good step just going in the league, too. You know, if we can get this cemented and get this W, get this tournament, that would be great. That'd be great.
Jamal, good talking to you. Best of luck and good health to you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's Jamal Ates and Greg Rebell from Hawaii. I think the two things I took away from that interview, number one, he's hoping to be healthy enough to play. He's playing a little overweight. And the second thing, he used the word swell. Hopefully he'll play wonderful and marvelous. I don't know how much time he's going to get today, but you'd think he'll probably get around 10 to 15 minutes this afternoon as long as he's playing okay, because as he said, he needs to play himself back in shape. And the Cougars need another low post scoring threat. Corbin Cafusi's having a hard time staying on the floor, like we mentioned, with foul trouble. Nate Austin really doesn't look for his shot that much, and Kyle Davis needs some help right now down in the low post. When Jamal transferred, we talked to a beat writer from down in Las Vegas because he was down playing at UNLV, and we asked him what kind of a player the Cougars were getting, and he said that Jamal was a double-double machine. See if he can get healthy and show us what kind of guy on the glass he is he'll be in also near the basket. Or even a mid-range game would be nice. But also, it would also be nice to see another guy the Cougars could play down low if they go to a small lineup. You know, Jamal's only 6'6", but he can bang around with some of those guys down low. And we could also see more and more of that as we get into conference play, because really, BYU and Gonzaga are the two tallest teams that are in the West Coast Conference. Finally, Jake Toulson is not on this trip with the Cougars. Dave Rose said he's taking a medical leave of absence. It's too bad, because he was a nice contributor off the bench with Jamal out. Plus, you lose another guy who can bomb it away from three and was playing solidly this year. Zach Selius has turned out to be the first guy off the bench right now. It'll probably remain that way. It also means that Jordan Chapman could get more playing time. It's time to rise and shout there, Jordan, and show your colors, young man. All right, Auburn playing New Mexico right now. BYU will play the winner or the loser of this game, depending on how they play. And score right now early in the second half. And the Lobos have taken a 47-45 lead after they trailed at the break 41-36. Former Cougar basketball player Mark Durant watching the game right now. We'll see what he thinks of the Cougars' next opponent and also of today's matchup right after this commercial break. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bow.
This is the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education? Career? Your family? What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehi, Utah. Connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
Counting you down to tip-off with Cougar Pregame Live.
Balls with right to the rim, and a two-hand throwdown!
Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
Snowy in Utah right now, sunny in Hawaii, but Mark Durant is joining me live from the Stan Sheriff Center, so he's not enjoying the great weather right now. But I've got to imagine, Mark, you got to be thinking, I'm really glad I'm here and I'm not back in the Salt Lake Valley where we're receiving snow and rain today.
Well, Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we got out of there just in time. I kind of wish old Brother Brigham would have just kept going to California and even just kept sailing out to Hawaii and said, this is the place, because this is pretty nice out here, Cleon. I wish you were here with us, but, you know, somebody has to stay home and mind the store.
I was going to say, did you get someone to, you know, like snowblow your driveway or anyone like that? You got anyone taking care of that while you're gone?
We've got some good neighbors that have some fun toys, that so I let them clean my driveway. It's very thoughtful of me, I know. But we've got our cat there that's guarding the house, so don't even think about coming over because we've got a mean cat.
Drat. I was going to hopefully steal some of this stuff, some of your swag from your BYU playing days, but I'll stay away. I'll stay at home this Christmas. Hey, I want your opinion on the goods and bads of playing in Hawaii right now. I mean, I can only think of goods, but I could possibly think of a couple of bads because you're playing in Hawaii. There has to be some distractions when you're actually not at the arena playing basketball. Tell me, what are the goods and bads of playing at a tournament at this point of the season?
Well, I think playing in a tournament's great. I mean, it's a lot of fun for players, and you get to play against very good teams, and it's a great chance for BYU to kind of, you know, start really putting it together and putting their name on the map, so to speak, for, you know, postseason play. And if you can win a tournament like this, that goes a long, long way in getting in postseason. So, it's a big deal basketball-wise, but there are distractions. I mean, it's a great place to be. There's beaches, a lot of stuff to do, so it is at times hard to focus. And you know, we'd come over, and it seemed like every year, you know, someone would get hurt, body surfing or get a sunburn or something. I mean, you need to be careful, and you need to remember, you know, the only reason you are here is to play basketball. Everything else is secondary. I think this team understands that, and the coaches are making sure that happens. But it is fun. I mean, it's a nice, enjoyable thing for young guys. You talk to Jamal. You've never been here. I mean, this is a fun place to be, and it's a great experience. That's why you kind of grow up playing, is to have experiences. It's not just to, you know, sit at home and play in a gym somewhere. You want to go places. You want to see places. You want to experience things, meet people. And this is a great opportunity for everybody involved. But, yeah, but in the back of your mind, you always got to be thinking, you know, we're here to win some basketball games, and this is a great opportunity for BYU. I think they're playing pretty well and pretty focused, and I'm excited to see what they can do here.
All right, you played in the Great Alaska Shootout. I believe it was the 1994-95 season. I'm just curious, did you have any distractions up there, or was it pretty much gym back, and maybe doing some homework in between?
Well, that was over Thanksgiving, so we had a nice Thanksgiving at a Ward House there, and I think we went to see a glacier and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, it's bitterly cold, and it gets dark at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I made the mistake of walking about a block from, a store to our hotel, and about got frostbite on my face. So, yeah, I mean, there wasn't much to do. It was a lot easier to focus up in Alaska, but that, too, was fun. I mean, who gets to go to Alaska and see what that's like in the winter and all the snow? And this, I mean, it's pretty cool. So, these are great experiences for the young kids. And as a broadcaster, I know my preference is to come here to Honolulu rather than Anchorage.
And this has to be a good time to actually play this tournament right now. It's in between, you know, school. You're playing during the Christmas break. All you have to do is focus on basketball, and I think BYU could actually have a pretty good showing. I would think you'd probably agree with that it's a little easier to play during the Christmas break than maybe during school time.
Well, everybody that has been to college knows that the couple of weeks leading up to Christmas is pretty crazy and hectic, and you're cramming for finals, and you add basketball to that where you're practicing and playing games. I mean, it's tough. I know athletes, you know, no one's going to cry a river for athletes, but I'm telling you, that's a difficult time trying to keep up with your studies and playing basketball. But once you get that over with, I mean, that's a big weight off your shoulders. Then you can just focus on having fun playing, and you get to come on this trip. So, for everybody, Christmas is a time to just kind of relax and you get that off your shoulders, all those pressures and things, and just enjoy the season. And I know you're here in Hawaii, and I'm sure the players would rather be with the family and at home at times like that. But in a sense, you know, your coaches and your teammates are your family, and boy, it's a neat thing. And this would be a good experience for them to be together on Christmas and playing something that they love to do, basketball. And so this will be fun.
All right, we heard from Jamal Ates just a few moments ago here on Cougar Pregame Live. He's back. For fans who haven't seen him play, and by the way, it's been hard to see him play this year. He hasn't been able to play in the last five games. BYU's only played 10 games so far this season. For those Cougar fans who don't really know a lot about Jamal, what kind of player is BYU getting back in today's game?
Well, you know, it's been tough for Jamal because of the injuries, and you know, it seems like just when he's back, getting ready to go again, playing well, he gets injured again. But you know, I think the kind of player Jamal can be is what you saw in that Long Beach State game. That's kind of when he kind of started to figure it out again and get comfortable on the floor. You saw him make some very good moves. He got one at the free throw line, blew by his man, laid it up very smooth. Got a post, an array of post moves around the basket. Very strong, you know, built like a rock down low, so it gives you a real physical presence down low. He's a little bit undersized height-wise, but he's just got a very smooth, complete post game, which if you can add that into the mix, that really helps BYU. And you know, he just needs to be comfortable, and he hasn't played a lot of basketball in a game situation the last couple years. So at times you can see he looks a little bit nervous or unsure about what he's doing. But you see the real potential when he gets the ball in the post and makes some good post moves. That's where he feels comfortable. And he just needs to play. I mean, it's killing me. Cleon, I just feel so bad for him. He just, you know, just the health has not treated him well. If he could just get some sustained games, start feeling healthy and feeling confident on those ankles that have given him so much trouble, he could really be a great asset for BYU the rest of the way.
BYU gets one guy back, but then they lose a guy, Jake Toulson, on a medical leave right now from the basketball team. He's not one of the main guys, but he is in some ways. He started a few games this year, and he's really been solid off the bench, not really doing anything stupid. Maybe not putting up gaudy stats, but he's also not playing dumb when he actually comes in and plays. How much does this hurt this Cougar basketball team right now?
Well, I think it hurts. You know, as a broadcaster, Greg and I, we get to spend time with these young men and get to be friends with them. And I certainly was the case with Jake, with me. He was always extremely respectful and kind to me and would go out of his way to say hello. I think the world of Jake Toulson, and I just want what's best for him. That's all I care about. And you know, whatever happens, I don't know what his plans are, what's going on. I've had some communications with him. And what I do know that he's a tremendous young man and great player. And if it's here, wherever, whatever's going on, he's going to be all right because he's just that kind of kid. And so I'm sad that he's not here. I don't know if and when he'll be back, but I think the world of him, and I do think he's a consistent player. I keep talking to Greg about, man, this is one of the purest shooters I've ever seen. I just love watching him shoot just in warm-ups and games, just watching that stroke. I mean, that is a smooth stroke, and I think he's a solid guy, doesn't hurt you. He doesn't make mistakes, and he is a solid contributor, and I think BYU will miss that. Now, Zach Selyus is playing so well, maybe, you know, you can afford to lose Jake in a sense because you have someone else stepping up, but I'd rather have more guys, you know, more ammo in my ammunition belt than taking ammo out and having to rely on fewer guys, and Jake was a guy you could rely on.
All right, just a few more moments with Mark Durant live from the Stan Sheriff Center, where BYU will be playing in the Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic against Harvard. Speaking of Harvard, they're not the quickest team in the nation, and they don't score a ton of points. They're averaging 65 points a game this season. If this turns into a slugfest, if Harvard slows this game down, Mark, can BYU play that type of game? Can they win that type of game?
Yeah, I think they can. Obviously, that's not your preference, and Harvard plays that way because they want to limit possessions and stay in the game. And so it's hard to play against. I mean, it's like kind of the old Air Force teams. You thought you could win, you could beat Air Force, but it was going to be ugly, and they're going to limit possessions, and they probably would be in the game at the end just because that's the style of play that they play with. But, you know, they've been very good the last couple of years, Cleon. They're struggling a little bit this year, which surprises me, because they've built that to a really solid program. They've got some freshman guards that are kind of turnover prone right now, but they're starting to come around a little bit. They played Kansas pretty tight. That's one of those games where, you know, Kansas obviously the better team, but Harvard can stick around and, you know, stay in the game. So, BYU, I think, Harvard's held six teams under 40 points under Coach Amaker, and that's not going to happen today, but BYU's not going to get 100 either. I mean, they'll probably be around 70 to 80. If they can get above 70, they'll beat Harvard.
If you were coach, would you take a few more chances to hopefully speed up the game on the defensive end, or do you just want to stay in your base defense? And do you think BYU is going to play more man today because they are going to try and slow it down a bit more?
I think you could play some man, and I think this is a game where you could be aggressive. Because I mentioned those freshman guards. They've been turning the ball over. If you can get turnovers out out past the three-point line, that turns into transition buckets, and then you get a little bit of a lead. That forces Harvard to play a little bit faster. So I think because of their personnel in the backcourt, you really want to do pressure them and try and create some turnovers. If BYU can turn over Harvard today, that'll be a good sign for BYU that they'll win this game.
Hey, one more question about the defense here, Mark, and that is, we've seen BYU play a 1-3-1 and be successful with it so far this season. Do you think they're going to play a lot more 1-3-1? Can they even get away with playing 1-3-1? Because when you talk about a zone defense and successful teams playing a zone defense, of course, the first team I think of is Syracuse, but they really got the guys that can move laterally and get out on your perimeter players a little bit quicker. Can BYU survive in a 1-3-1 zone defense as their primary defense?
I do like the 1-3-1. I think they can, and if you play it a lot, you can get better. I don't think you want to do it exclusively. You want to mix it up. But what the 1-3-1 does, you get Kyle, who's 6'6", 6'7", on the point, and you can essentially take away half the floor, because he can force it to one side, and if you try and pass over him, he can steal it. So you're forcing a team to one side of the floor. The other hard part is that bottom defender, whether it's usually a big guy like Corbin, puts a lot of pressure on them to go side to side, especially in the corners. That's where you're weak. But if you can really keep a team on one side of the floor, then you can cover up a lot of weaknesses in that zone. And I think it's been pretty effective. But when you start to rely on anything, Cleon, too much, teams will figure it out. They'll come and find ways to hurt you in that zone. So you have to be ready to mix it up, and you don't want to do anything exclusively. But I think it has been their most effective defense so far.
All right, last question here for you, Mark. The Auburn-New Mexico game is going on right now. I believe Auburn's up by 1 point, 59-58.
Yep.
You've watched the game. Give us kind of a quick scouting report on, you know, the teams that BYU could play tomorrow.
Yeah, so this is an exciting game. It's gone back and forth a lot, and we've had some alley-oop dunks and some good shots. I've been impressed with Elijah Brown for New Mexico. He's been really good. A couple step-back, ankle-breaker three-pointers, but, you know, these are, as you might expect, some really athletic, talented players going fast and hard, and it'll be a challenge. BYU struggled with this type of team at Colorado and Long Beach State, so it'll be a real challenge. Either team tomorrow, win or lose for BYU today, it's going to be tough tomorrow.
Any preferences on which team you'd like to see BYU play tomorrow?
I'd like to see New Mexico, just for the history of it. You know, that's a team that my whole life I've watched and played against games. I'd like to see that get back, that rivalry continue a little bit. But, you know, Auburn, obviously a good quality program. So either way, you know, if you can either team you play and you beat them, that's a good quality win.
I would agree with you. It's kind of funny. BYU and Auburn, you don't think of them playing very much in basketball. So when I think of BYU New Mexico, I think, yeah, that'd harken back to the old days of playing in the pit or playing up the Marriott Center and some of the great games. But, you know, no Steve Alford, no arguments with players. So maybe we don't want to see that game. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot, and good luck on the call this afternoon. Hey,
thanks, Cleon.
All right, that is Mark Durant joining me live from the Stan Sheriff Center as BYU gets ready to play Harvard in the Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic. All right, break time here on Cougar Pregame Live. When we come back, we'll have Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier, some scores from around the nation, and yes, We do have some scores, football and basketball. Utah State playing up in the Idaho or the Potato Bowl up in Boise. And also maybe the one thing I'm looking forward to watching in this game. That's all coming up next after this break on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Checkarama is the broccoli salad.
No, it's the pasta salad.
My broccoli salad has noodles and broccoli and bacon bits.
But the pasta salad has cherry tomatoes, onions, olives.
The broccoli salad has these cool little noodles.
So the penne noodles are, they're a surprise because stuff gets in them like the dressing. It's the pasta salad.
Broccoli salad.
The choice is yours at Checkarama.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks in, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOUGS. Bodyguards.
A couple of game day tips for you sports fans.
First things first, head to Zaxby's.
Right, then get all your favorites.
You know, Zaxby's chicken, crinkle fries, drinks, Texas toast.
During the game, eat a crinkle fry before the other team shoots a free throw.
They miss.
Exactly. And when you dunk chicken fingers into sauce,
game time dunk.
It's science. Oh, and when it's crunch time, go with Nibblers.
You can thank us later.
We're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Our exclusive pregame coverage of BYU basketball continues.
Wilson to chase another three. Got it again! The Fisher King reigns on the hilltop!
As we rejoin the host of Cougar Pregame Live, Cleon Wall.
All right, welcome back into Cougar Pregame Live. It's now time for Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealer at utah.carrier.com. Hot is pretty obvious. Our hot player of the week is Zach Seljaas, really the past two games. He's 16 for 24 from the field in the past two games. 43 of his 63 total points this season have come in the past two games. He's also 11 for 16 from three-point land. Zach, congrats to you. You were the hot in the hot and cold. Now, I may be a little nitpicky here on the cold, but and something I've talked about before, and that is definitely turnovers. BYU is giving up 13 turnovers a game. They have come down quite a bit. They're giving up 13 turnovers a game. If BYU can get it down to around 10, I think that's really kind of the sweet spot, because you're going to turn the ball over in games. You'd just like to minimize it as much as possible. So I'm going to go for turnovers. But BYU, on the other hand, they are forcing more turnovers from the other team. The teams are also giving up that they played this year about 13 turnovers a game. All right, that is Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. One thing I'll be watching for in this game is definitely Jamal Ates. It's the first game he's played in five games. I want to see how many minutes he's going to play. I want to see how rusty he may be and if he can knock off that rust and see if he can actually play some good offense down low for BYU, because as I said earlier, Kyle Davis needs a little bit of help. All right, plenty of basketball games going on today. You can definitely tell it's the Christmas break for a lot of college basketball teams. Also, college football going on right now. And a Utah team playing in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Utah State playing against Akron. And the Zips have a 7-0 lead. at the end of the first quarter against the Aggies. For the Aggies right now, Chucky Keaton is 2 for 4 for 2 yards passing. Kent Myers is playing in this game. He's only 1 for 2 for 2 yards passing. So they only have 4 yards total passing in this game. Right now, Utah State not playing very well on the offensive side of the ball. Game going on right now in not in New Mexico, between New Mexico and Auburn in this Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic. New Mexico playing Auburn, and the Lobos have a 65-60 lead with about 9:45 left in that game. BYU will play the winner or the loser, depending on whether they win or lose. University of Utah playing a little bit later tonight against Delaware State. Delaware State 0-11 on the season. Think the Utes pick up the victory tonight. Chattanooga hosting Radford, and Chattanooga has a 41-33 lead in that game. Texas Tech playing against Arkansas Little Rock. This game is interesting just because Arkansas Little Rock is 10-0 on the season, and they're 5-0 away from home. They're playing this game in Lubbock right now, and Texas Tech has a 35-31 lead. Montana hosting Montana Western, and the Grizzlies have a 43-20 lead. UC Santa Barbara and Iona are tied 45-45 with about 15 minutes left to go in that game. Nickel State playing against Hampton, and Nickel State has a 41-40 lead in the second half. Halftime between Arizona State and Stephen F. Austin. Sun Devils have a 41-34 lead over Stephen F. Austin. San Jose State hosting Life Pacific at 66-28 at the half. Boston College hosting Fordham. It's 18-13 in favor of the Eagles. Ole Miss Troy, that game just underway, and it is tied at 2 apiece. Hartford also wins today, 69-46. George Mason, a winner over Wagner, 71-60. Richmond over Presbyterian College, 74-44. Winthrop beats Alabama State, probably pronounced Winthrop, over Alabama State, 92-84. Virginia Tech loses at home to St. Joseph, 79-62. Northeastern beats Brevant, 77-65. Campbell loses at home to Charleston, 86-68. North Carolina Central over Eastern Illinois, 57-52. Former Utah State basketball player David Collette, he left the basketball team right before the start of the season. And CBS reporter John Rothstein says he's going to be playing just down the road in Salt Lake City for the University of Utah. He is going to walk on the team this year. He can't play this year, but he'll be eligible to play for the Aggies after school gets out next December. Also, a team playing or actually hosting this tournament, the University of Hawaii, they're in a little bit of trouble. NCAA Committee on Infractions announced that they are going to impose some sanctions on the Rainbow Warriors. The Warriors are going to lose 2 scholarships as well as face a postseason ban for next season. This all came under former head coach Gib Arnold. They say that he had some problems and did not. He also provided false information to the NCAA and also influenced others to do on multiple occasions. So no tournament next year for Hawaii. They're also going to lose 2 scholarships a year over the next couple of seasons. All right, that's going to do it for Cougar Pregame Live. Again, BYU playing against the winner or loser or against Auburn and New Mexico. Those two teams are playing right now. We are in the second half. Let me get you a score before we get out of here. Cougar Pregame Live. Looks like it is 66-63 in favor of New Mexico. But of course, Greg and Mark will update you on the score throughout as we go into the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. I'm Cleon Wall. You'll hear more from me during the game. And at halftime, you're listening to the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
What?
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
It's time to get the inside scoop on today's game.
We've got a lot of individual guys who've actually found themselves and are really contributing to our team.
This is the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show, presented by Zions Bank. Our exclusive one-on-one with Coach Dave Rose is also brought to you by Les Olson Company. Your business empowered. Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good afternoon, Cougar basketball fans. Aloha and welcome courtside inside the Stan Sheriff Center on the campus of the University of Hawaii in Honolulu for BYU's opening game at the 2015 Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic today. For the first time since a lone meeting back in 1978, it's the Cougars and the Crimson from Harvard. Both of these programs are perennial NCAA tournament players, but for BYU to get back to the March Madness radar, a strong outing here in Hawaii is all but essential. I'm your play-by-play commentator. Greg Wrubell with me, former BYU hoopster, my longtime commentary colleague, Mr. Mark Durant. And Mark, BYU comes to the islands as a team in transition. That's more than just the way they play. Lineups changing, roster spots revolving, and the on-court results have been up and down. Stringing some wins together in a tournament setting would be just the thing to get BYU ready for league play the right way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the preseason you and I would have dreamed about, Greg. After last year with all the injuries and troubles, you kind of hoped that this year we'd come in healthy, but early on there was injuries. Obviously, Jamal Aites, we're hoping to see him back today. But, I mean, it's been tough. You've had guys that aren't started this season that aren't with the team here, and you've kind of had to figure out different personnel and positions and what you're going to do. So it's been a little bit crazy for BYU, but I think things are starting to settle down. You're starting to see who's going to fill what role. Zach Selyus has emerged as a real talented threat. And so I think things are coming around. And obviously you want to figure it out sooner rather than later. But as long as you can kind of figure it out before conference play, that's when it's really important. And I think this is a great opportunity. You know, if you talk about these tournaments, Greg, not only can it do a lot for you nationally and your profile if you win a tournament like this, but you're playing against really, really good basketball teams in a tournament setting. So when you do get to conference, there's not going to be any teams in conference better than these teams, except maybe Gonzaga. St. Mary's is playing decent, but I mean, that's the kind of caliber of team you're playing here. So you're not going to get surprised by the talent or ability of any team. You've already seen it. And then when you talk about postseason play in the conference tournament, you've already experienced this kind of setting. You know what it takes. Then NCAA tournament, NIT, whatever it might be for BYU, this is a great experience for your team. And then if you can go ahead and win it, man, that's really, really nice for you. And that can almost punch your ticket in the postseason.
Yeah, we are watching two pretty good teams on the floor in front of us right now, Auburn and New Mexico. And it's been a tight game throughout, 66-66 right now with 6:40 to go. So as soon as the Lobos and Tigers wrap up, BYU and Harvard will warm up. And this tip-off will happen sometime between 2:30 and 3 o'clock, but likely closer to 3 o'clock than 2:30. The way they set up these tournament schedules, they give you tip times every 2 hours, but it never turns out that way. It's always closer to 2.5 hours between games. As we head to break, how'd that helicopter ride go?
Let me tell you about my helicopter ride. So the Durant family's over here. We went on a helicopter. Never been. It was super, super fun. But I tell you, we get up there, and we're doing our thing, and it's really fun. And our pilot said, I'm checking my phone here now. Don't get upset. I'm not looking at Twitter or whatever. I'm getting information. As you know, President Obama is here for the holidays.
Yeah.
I'm getting information on where I can fly. And if I get too close, I've been informed by the Secret Service that they've brought 30 surface-to-air missiles here. And if I cross this line, we're going to get shot down. And so that was interesting. But we had a great time. We flew over Waikiki and Pearl Harbor and saw Air Force One and beautiful rainbow. I mean, we'd never been, and it was really, really fun. I don't know if you've been, Greg. And I know
I never have been on a helicopter.
You're a man of means, so I highly recommend you do that.
Wow, the Secret Service surface-to-air missile warning, a little different than we might be encountering some slight turbulence.
Well, I thought, boy, that would be quite a news story if the Durant family was shot down by the Secret Service in Hawaii.
Oh, I would have tweeted about it. No doubt about that. Coming up after the break, my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Dave Rose as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from Honolulu on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Make your business amazing with the amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Anything you buy for your business can be your reward. That means you're empowered to invest your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on your first $10,000 in net purchases within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank, member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Caboosey!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Les Olson Company has empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology for 60 years, from sharp copiers to managed IT services. To celebrate, we're bringing you our Tech A Day giveaway. We're giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days, from now until Christmas. Prizes daily, ending with our grand prize, a 60-inch sharp TV. Enter at lesolson.com/technology.
Les Olson Company.
No purchase necessary to enter. Contest open to U.S. residents 18 and older. Many may enter. Few will win. Full terms and conditions at lesolson.com/technology.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, imgproducts.net has you covered. imgproducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. imgproducts.net. We've got you covered.
You're tuned to the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show.
To Chase, big three. Got it again! And the Cougars by a dozen.
For more with head coach Dave Rose, let's rejoin your host, Greg Rubel.
All right, so coming your way from the Stan Sheriff Center on the campus of the University of Hawaii. It's the opening session of the Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic. This eight-team event consisting of an early and a late session. The early session has BYU Harvard following Auburn and New Mexico. The two winners and the two losers will play in tomorrow's early session. And 3:46 to go here in the opening game. Auburn's retaken the lead over New Mexico, 72-71, so a fine finish on store here at the Sheriff Center. Well, BYU made back-to-back visits here in this building in 1998 and 1999. The first time was a tournament. The second time was a regular season WAC game. First time wasn't great, Mark. That was our first year working together, and of course we were great. But BYU, that was first year with Cleve and Coach Ray. It was a 9-21 year. Yeah, they lost the opener to Hawaii. They lost the next game to Virginia. Then they played Michael Redd and Ohio State at like 7:30 in the morning on the final day, and they actually beat Ohio State for one win out of that three-game tournament. Then the next year we came back, and the game went to overtime. McKelly Wesley hits a game-winning jumper in the closing seconds to beat Hawaii by one, and because the game went into overtime, it was a late-night game, and the Cougars had a red-eye flight. We went game-winning shot, 2 seconds of post-game, and onto a bus to get to the airport before our flight took off. So that was the late 90s. Then they came to the Sheriff Center in 2010. Now, that was a game Tom Kirkland did for me. Were you with Tom that night, or were you working that game or not? You remember? In 2010, Tom came and did.
I've been here so many times.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Tom came and did the game back in 2010. I missed that one. And then, of course, there have been three tournaments at the Maui Invitational. One that you played in, then two that we've called here. So the Cougars, no strangers to the islands. BYU head coach Dave Rose and I chatted after his team's Monday practice here in Honolulu. So we talked yesterday about today's game and reflected on the program's history in this building, which this week hosts Hawaii and now seven other teams hoping to end up in the tournament title game on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you know, we're just talking about the games that we've had in here, and you know, these tournaments on the Hawaiian Islands, we've been to one at BYU Hawaii, we've been to the Maui Classic, we've been to the Rainbow Classic, now this is the Diamond Head Classic, basically the same tournament. Rainbow Classic was before Christmas, and now ESPN owns the Diamond Head, and so we're playing on Christmas Day, which is very interesting. But this building, you know, we've played pretty well in here. We've had some good memories of some big wins, and this will be a good tournament for our team. I hope that we're ready for what we're going to see. You know, two games in 2 days and then a day off, and then and hopefully we'll be in the championship game on Christmas Day. We'll see how it goes.
You go from a Central Michigan game where both teams are pushing 100 to a Harvard team that really likes to be deliberate.
Yeah, they'll really milk this clock and run a lot of false motion. And then at the end of the shot clock, you have to really be good in your defensive urgency and your commitment to it. So the big guys stay inside, which the last couple games we've played, the big guys have been out popping. You take Belmont and in Central Michigan especially, you know, the five guys can shoot threes, and that's not the case with this team. They're all going to be down around the basket, so hopefully our four big guys will be a factor for us in this game, Corbin and Kyle Davis and Nate, and then we'll hopefully see Jamal. Jamal's practiced pretty well the last couple days, and hopefully we can get him in the game and see how he does.
This could be a good game for Corb then.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, these Harvard inside guys stay around the basket, and they screen hard, they roll hard, and we're going to need size and bulk in there to kind of match that.
Tell us a little more about Jamal Yates and his progress with the ankle, and what gave you the confidence to bring him out here in Hawaii.
Well, the most important thing with Jamal was we just felt like, you know, he didn't practice for so long, and then, you know, we got him healthy, but never really got him in shape, and we were trying to play him in games and play him into shape, and then he, you know, twisted his ankle in the exhibition, then he twisted his ankle again up in the Utah game, and so we've spent a lot of time. Bob Medina spent a lot of time just trying to physically get him into good shape, and he looks better, feels better, passed our conditioning test the other day on Thursday after he finished his finals, and which he never took before because we just kind of got him right into the game situation. So I think he's in the best shape he's been in for a while. He's lost a few pounds and has looked really good the last couple days, so hopefully we can get him started into a rotation where we can start to count on him a little bit.
Coming off that big win back at home Friday night, travel right after that, how the guys acclimated to get ready for a Tuesday morning game here?
Well, this will be interesting. We got in late Saturday evening, which is Saturday night for where we came from, but we had a nice dinner that night with the team, and we were able to go to church yesterday and out to Pearl Harbor, and the guys had some time to spend by themselves. So today's practice day and game plan, and we got a big event tonight. And then what happens in these tournaments is that a lot of your routine goes away, and you just have to really rely on you know, what you know and what you can do and your personnel, and we'll have these game plans, but there's not a lot of preparation for that. But we're looking forward to this Harvard game. It's going to be different than the teams that we've played to this point, but kind of similar to what a couple teams in our league do, where they kind of grind you and grind you and grind you and get to the end of the clock. And hopefully we'll be mentally disciplined for that.
They only play about 9 guys regularly. 4 of them are Canadians, so you have to deal with that. Corbin Miller. Corbin Miller is a guy that you know pretty well.
Yeah, Corbin played at Brighton High School. And, you know, I was telling our guys today, I had a chance to watch him a lot, not only in high school, but on the AAU circuit. And he's been a great player since he was at a young age. And kind of came through at a time when, you know, our scholarship things were really difficult for commitments, but he's a very good player and a really good shooter, and that's, we'll have to really be mindful of where he is and try to run him off the line, get him to bounce the ball, and he is not near as effective as he is when he can just catch and shoot.
Finally, Coach, Jake Toole's not with you. What does it mean for him and your team right now?
Well, you know, this is, you know, tough things when you go through you know, a season and a half, and Jake's been a great teammate, and he's just you know, having some real tough times, and so he's decided to kind of take a leave of absence and try to, you know, get well. And not a lot of things we can say about it. You know, it's a medical situation that the doctors are all working on, and hopefully that you know, Jake can find himself and get to where he's back to feeling great.
Best wishes for him, of course. A personal standpoint, where do you think his on-court minutes go?
Well, I think that Zach Selyus has been playing really well, and so he'll get some of those. And Jordan Chapman will probably get a few more minutes. And maybe, you know, Jacob Hartsock is someone that we want to get in the game, and we want to see him play a little bit. And he's played mostly the 4 position for us because Jamal has been out. But maybe if we move Jamal into 4, maybe we can slide JP over to the perimeter and use his outside shooting. But it's... It never goes how you think it's going to go. As always, you kind of, you know, building it on the fly. But expectations are all still the same.
All right. Hope you keep it rolling. Coach, good luck against Harvard. We'll talk to you post-game.
All right. Thanks a lot, Greg.
All right. That is Dave Rose. Time now for Les Olson Company's game management segment. Partner with the pros at Les Olson Company to manage all of your document needs. Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Mark Durant, how does BYU manage Harvard?
Well, when you play a team like Harvard that slows it down, the possessions become more valuable. So I think turnovers will be a real key for BYU. And if Harvard plays a couple freshman guards, they've been a little bit turnover prone, they can turn Harvard over, and that'll get you some quick transition baskets. But more importantly, BYU, if they take care of the ball, value possessions, that may be the determining factor in this game, which team is sloppier with the ball and gives the other team more opportunities in a game when there will be limited opportunity.
You know, even though Harvard plays at a pretty deliberate pace, their turnover percentage is very high. And so they turn it over a lot even while they play slow. We'll see if that becomes a factor here today. Thank you, Mark. That is today's Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show. The Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next, live from Honolulu on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. And the arrival of fall means football weather, which also means that our families will likely begin spending more time indoors. So it isn't just BYU football season, it's home cleaning season. And a clean home begins with clean carpets. I know some guys who can help. My friends at Zero Res have a patented carpet cleaning system that simply works without soaps and with zero residue left behind. You've heard that seeing is believing. Well, I've seen the results in my own home. And from personal experience, I can say that my carpet got clean, that the patented Empowered Water Technology really works, and that Zero Res's highly trained technicians are people you can trust in your home. See the Zero Res difference for yourself, and you'll become a fan like me. And Cougar Nation, be sure to text the keyword Greg to 53535 to get the Greg Rubel discount. That's the keyword Greg to 53535 or call 801-288-0. Zero Res is a proud sponsor of BYU football and basketball and a proud provider of clean floors everywhere. Spelled the same, forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bomb.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Les Olson Company has empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology for 60 years, from sharp copiers to managed IT services. To celebrate, we're bringing you our Tech A Day giveaway. We're giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days, from now until Christmas. Prizes daily, ending with our grand prize, a 60-inch sharp TV. Enter at LesOlson.com/technology.
Les Olson Company.
No purchase necessary to enter. Contest open to U.S. residents 18 and older. Many may enter. Few will win. Full terms and conditions at LesOlson.com/technology.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
It's almost time to hit the hardwood.
Poles fires and scores from three. It's a 10-point lead.
To the free throw line, a contested 18-footer goes!
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been protecting Utah families for over 25 years. And by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda. Visit UtahHondaDealers.com. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good afternoon once again from the Stan Sheriff Center in Honolulu, Hawaii. It's still morning here with the opening game of the Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic, matching New Mexico and Auburn ahead of us. The winner of BYU-Harvard gets this morning's early game survivor, and we have 11 seconds to go. Another timeout call. It's been a long game, so this game's not going to tip when it was scheduled to. In fact, they said 2:30 Mountain Time tip for BYU and Harvard. It'll be closer to 3 o'clock, and that's always how these tournaments go. I don't know why they schedule the tip times 2 hours apart. It never turns out that way. So it's 82-78. Auburn was fouled, leading by three. They made one of two free throws. 11 seconds to go. Auburn 82, and New Mexico 78. And, Mark, well, we've been talking and doing our pregame. It's been a heck of a game going on in front of us.
Yeah, very athletic teams. I mean, we saw Auburn up four. They get a steal with just like 20, 25 seconds. Instead of just kind of bringing it out, they go down, throw an alley-oop dunk. I mean, that's just the mindset of these guys, and it was amazing.
That concluded a sequence that went three-pointer by Auburn, steal by Auburn, alley-oop dunk by Auburn to give themselves a 6-point lead. It was cut to three. Now it's four, and there are 10 seconds to go here in Honolulu. Cullen Neal is going to drive and kick, and then is falling out of bounds. The Lobos tried to throw it off of Auburn and did not. So 4.4 to go. Auburn possession. That should do it. So
mercifully, no overtime in this one, Greg. We're worried about that.
So if New Mexico falls to the loser's bracket, the BYU-Harvard loser would take on the Lobos first thing tomorrow morning here at the Stan Sheriff Center. Again, the two winners meet in the early session tomorrow. Right now, it appears that team will be Auburn. 4.4 to go. The Tigers inbound. The Lobos, oh, they do foul. They called a foul right at 2.7. All right, so Auburn's going to go to the free throw line, try to finish this thing out. The other teams in this tournament on the opposite side of the bracket, nationally ranked Oklahoma, Washington State, Northern Iowa, and the host Hawaii. By the way, the NCAA today came down with the sanctions on the Hawaii men's basketball program, including scholarship reductions, no postseason play next season, show cause for Give Arnold for 3 years, and other penalties. And so the stuff that went on for the previous administration was today penalized by the NCAA. Hawaii is the host of this tournament. So it's games Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So there will be games played Christmas Day here at this tournament. 83-78 is your final score. Auburn over New Mexico. So Auburn awaits the winner of BYU and Harvard tomorrow morning here in Honolulu. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside. Our statistician is Caitlin Wrubell. Cleon Wall is in our IMG Network studio. Morgan K. Greenwood is our studio producer at the IMG headquarters back in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You are tuned to us on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network, headed by our legacy flagship radio station, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM in Salt Lake City. You can also also hear us on network affiliates and on BYU Radio, Sirius XM 143. Online, you can hear us on BYUCougars.com, KSL.com, BYUradio.org. Also on the apps, that's the BYU Cougars app, the BYU Radio app, the TuneIn Radio app, the KSL apps. However you are tuning us in today, great to have you along. And happy holidays to all from Hawaii. Mark, 10 games into the season, here we are. I'm not sure that Dave Rose is yet totally confident about what kind of team he actually has, but there are some encouraging signs as league play approaches. Among them is the play of two true freshmen in Nick Emery and Zach Selyus. Nick leads the team in scoring, and Selyus has come off the bench to score 18 and 25 in his last two games. He's BYU's best three-point shooter by percentage. To borrow the name of an old album by The Who, the kids are all right.
I don't know these archaic music references that you have, Greg, but he is all right. I mean, wow, what Zach Selyus has been able to do. And, you know, we talked a lot about Nick Emery all season, but Zach has kind of emerged here the last couple of games. Zach is, as a player, you're in practice, and some guys are really good in practice, and you think, well, this is the guy. And some guys maybe aren't as good in practice, but there really is something called a gamer. Guys that when they get in the game, man, it's just on, and they really perform well in the game. Some really good players get in the game and they're kind of overwhelmed by the pressure and all that goes along with it. But some guys go in, that's where they thrive. That's where they live. And Zach appears to be one of those guys that just gets in there. Not saying he's bad in practice by any means, but clearly he's a good player. That's why he's at BYU. But he seems to really elevate his game. He comes in against Colorado. BYU's down. It's on the road, and that's really where he made a big splash in the second half. That tells a lot about a guy that wants to go in and, you know, really give his team a boost and get back in the game. He was the big part of that. And then he seems to have carried over that confidence. So who knows if he can continue to do that, Greg. But what I do know is when he gets in the game, he's extremely aggressive, extremely confident, looking for his shot. He's a good rebounder. He's got good size. So I think he could be a really great Christmas present for this BYU team. If he can continue to play like that, that may be the missing piece for this team to really excel. We'll see how he does in this tournament, but Nick and Zach have been fantastic.
Now, Zach Selyus actually figures into a couple of the roster notes we're going to address. BYU has lost two guards in the last week. Corey Calvert leaving the program, and now Jake Toulson on a leave of absence for medical reasons. And the Corey Calvert situation more a function at the point, not really where Zach plays, but with Jake Toulson not available now. Now, Zach was already getting a lot of minutes, but you could see even some more minutes. Jordan Chapman now may be asked to do a little more. And Dave Rose telling us in pregame, Jacob Hartsock, who's not seeing a lot of time at the four, may see less time with Jamal back, could also be kind of a big three for BYU at times.
Yeah, well, Zach was going to get more minutes from somewhere, wherever it came, because he was playing so well. And I think guys if you're in a situation with George Hammer, Hartsock, you don't want this to happen. But when it happens, I mean, this is a big opportunity for them. And I talked about Zach stepping up in these situations and playing well when he got the minutes. And that's why he kept getting more minutes. This is a chance for Jordan Chapman and Hartsock to come in, because there's going to be availability. And are you going to be the guy that fills that, or is Coach going to look to the next guy? And I think Chapman certainly will benefit from more playing time, and that will increase his confidence. I think he could really help BYU. Those situations are tough, and you don't want, and on any team, you don't want to lose players, and that concerns you. But certainly with the emergence of Selyus, and now other guys will have an opportunity, it doesn't affect you as much. You don't want to see anybody leave, but it's nice to see guys step up when they have the opportunity.
So the wing depth, we'll take a look at how the minutes get parceled out now with Jake leaving. Meantime, Jamal Aitz has been cleared to play after 3 weeks away to recover from an ankle sprain. The inside game gets a bit of a boost, and we just haven't seen Jamal yet really do a lot. It's been, you know, sparingly. His time has been given to him, and then the injuries keeping him out. I'm really curious to see what Jamal could do
if he, say, plays a full week now and gets into league play, it's something close to full strength.
And I think it's important. I mean, BYU does have some good inside guys in Kafusi and Davis, and you got Nate Austin there, so that's a pretty good three-man rotation. But, man, if Corbin gets into foul trouble, KD in foul trouble, then all of a sudden you're looking really thin. If you can plug in another real scorer down there, just keep plugging in scorers, I mean, that can really help you, and that's what we're so excited about at the start of the year. We've got some real depth of guys that can catch the ball on the block and score, and that's kind of whittled away a little bit. So you just hope Jamal can stay healthy. I mean, every time he shoots a shot, I hold my breath, and that's not good when you're so worried about a player like that. I hope he can get continued minutes, maybe get in a little bit better shape, and strengthen those ankles so it's not going to be a problem that haunts him the rest of his career. And I'm excited to see Jamal back on the floor because he's a really good player. Got real smooth, a wide array of moves on the post, and BYU needs him, and he can be a real help to this team.
Hope he has a good day and a good week, for sure. Coming up, our preview of the Cougars and Harvard continues on the Cougar Tip-Off Show. This is BYU Basketball. We're live in Honolulu, Hawaii on Christmas week here on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have cereal, but no milk.
Last time I cooked for my family, they just looked at their plates and laughed. Why?
Grandpa just said that if the food at his birthday party doesn't, quote, make him jump up on the table to salsa dance for happiness, he'll unfriend me. Please no.
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Soup, we've got it. Chicken dinner, you bet. Enchiladas, por supuesto. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
Hi, Greg Grubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks in, scores! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity System, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
So the ramp goes up and makes it, scores! Oh, off balance, tucked it up with the right hand!
Let's head back live to courtside.
All right, to BYU and Harvard coming up shortly here in Honolulu. The Cougars 3-7 on the season, coming off a home win over Central Michigan. The Crimson are 7-3. The Crimson are 3-6, and coming off the road win at Boston University, Tommy Amaker's team in a stretch of 7 straight games away from home. BYU starting a run of 5 consecutive games away from the Marriott Center. The Crimson is struggling a bit to start the season, as obvious, at 3-6, but they played Kansas to a 6-point loss, preceding the win at Boston. Harvard has recovered from the offseason loss of Siani Chambers by starting a pair of freshman guards. Brighton High School product Corbin Miller is a three-point threat and kind of operating as the backup point guard right now. The Crimson Bigs play big, and the team does slow it down. Stark contrast and tempo on tap here today. A short time ago, I spoke with Harvard head coach Tommy Amaker and asked him if his team's 3-6 record is an accurate or not representation of where his team is right now through through nine games?
You know, I think it's a little misleading. I think we're a little better than our record, but we've played a terrific schedule, and, you know, we've recognized how young we are coming into this year and some of the losses that we, you know, have incurred with senior graduation and even Siani Chambers early in the season with early in the year with a season-ending injury. So I think our team is growing, getting a little better, and we're anxious to see if we can keep that trajectory going here in Hawaii.
How long did it take to adjust, or are you still adjusting to the loss of Siani?
You know, losing a player like that is devastating, but our kids have been able to kind of find their way. You know, Tommy McCarthy, who's a freshman for us, is I think he finally has his legs under him, you know, with being thrown in the deep end of the pool, if you will. So I think our kids have embraced him. He's gotten better as the year has gone on. That first semester as freshmen, what they go through, not only on the floor, but off the court and the transition there. So we're very pleased with where we are with some of our young guys right now.
Since you've been through it annually, I'd like to ask you how do you anticipate the team coming off a two-week break as they are today?
Yeah, you know, one of the things having gone through before is that you never know. We've seen it in every different direction. I think for our team, hopefully, that, you know, we've given us a little bit more practice time. For a young team, sometimes the fundamentals and just learning our system and the nuances and being precise on things. So we'll see today, because obviously with a terrific team in BYU and how well that they are schooled and coached and how well they score, they're such a terrific team offensively. So we'll find out very quickly.
How's it been turning things over to a freshman point guard?
We've done it before, and you know, as the year goes on, they've gotten better, and you know, we just know that we've faced some really stiff and tough competition for him as a young point guard, but we like the growth and development.
Your last two games coming into Hawaii were a six-point win at Boston, six-point loss at Lawrence. Even though it was a setback, a lot of people look at that game as an indication of where you could be eventually.
Well, we hope so. You know, we've talked to our kids about just getting better, and I thought we did a lot of really good things against Kansas, and we talked about that when the game was over. And then we went into the next game against Boston University with a local team and local rivalry there. And I thought we got off to a good start and played well and got our confidence going. So we're pleased with that, you know, with those two games in terms of the effort and pretty much with the execution. Being 1-1, you know, we always want to be, you know, undefeated and 2-0 in a certain stretch. But I'm very pleased with the growth and development of our young kids right now.
Would you agree with the assessment of a true clash of styles today, tempo-wise, at least for these two?
You know, they're high octane, transition the ball incredibly well. We're very concerned about, you know, can we get back and get settled and find people and find their terrific offensive players. But we've never shied away from wanting to play a fast-paced game. Now, I'll say that now, maybe after about the first 4 minutes of against the Cougars, I might regret saying that. But certainly we're hopeful for an entertaining game and a game that our kids are going to have a lot of fun in.
So it could get up there, you think?
You know what? I know they'll be up there. We'll just hope that we can be up there.
Tournament setting. I mean, you don't do this every year. You've done, I think this will be your third at Harvard in-season tournament. Best way to approach a deal like this?
You know, we've talked about, you know, you never have momentum going into a tournament. You know, you get momentum within the tournament. And so whatever happens as we begin can kind of set the tone. So we're just hopeful that we can really compete against a terrific team, a terrific field of teams. And that's been our formula, is that we've really focused within the tournament, and it's really worked well for us.
You've referenced a couple of characteristics about BYU. A little more about the scout in terms of what's going to concern you most today.
You know, as I said before, they're terrific offensively. You know, they're a veteran ball club, some really savvy players. They shoot the ball incredibly well from the perimeter, and I think their post guy's underrated. I think that because of the perimeter gets a lot of attention and, you know, a lot of the headlines with the points that they score, I think that their post guys are the ones that really make a lot of things go for them. They do a lot of the screening. They're on the offensive glass. They're tough around the rim. They protect the paint. I think they're a very balanced team, obviously very well coached, but I have nothing but great things to say and a great deal of respect for their program.
Finally, you have a guy with Utah ties in Corbin Miller. I think I recall him playing in the Atlantis tournament against Utah a few years ago.
Did he
play in that?
That's correct.
So he gets another crack at a local team. What are his thoughts on that?
Well, he's obviously he's excited, you know, being from Utah, and he's done a great job for us, and we thank the world of Corbin and his family, and we're very hopeful that he can duplicate some of the shots he made and how he played previously when we were in the battle for Atlantis.
Coach Amaker, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
That is Harvard head coach Tommy Amaker. More of the Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up live from Honolulu on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right, we lit those guys up.
Boom, nails a three. We could go all the way this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what? This was our first game in your new Nissan. That's it. I'm driving to every game.
Woohoo!
Shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on our exciting lineup and discover a better way to game day.
Away game next week. Road trip!
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the BYU Cougars.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
It starts with a... and soon it's... you go from sitting and... to sitting in your... on your way to... then one day... and before you know it... it starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Welcome back to the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
Spin to the bank and scores it. What a move by Kyle Collinsworth.
Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell at courtside.
All right, the BYU and Harvard tipping it momentarily here at the Stan Sheriff Center, home of the Hawaii men's basketball program. Hawaii and Northern Iowa play in this evening's nightcap. Oklahoma, Washington State will also play tonight. The BYU-Harvard game is the second game of the morning session, morning here in the islands, which tipped off with New Mexico and Auburn. Fun game, that one. New Mexico trailed by five at the break, went on a big run to go up early in the second half by six or eight, ultimately lost by five, 83-78. So Auburn 83, New Mexico 78. Today's winner will take on Auburn tomorrow morning. Afternoon back in the mountains, the same time, second game of the morning session. BYU hopes to be playing the Tigers tomorrow. Time for final break. Our closing segment of the Cougar Tip-Off Show next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have chips for my dip, but no dip for my chips.
If I make beefaroni one more time, my kids will stop talking to me. Help me.
My boss just threatened to fire me if the food at our company party isn't, quote, so good that it makes you want to slap your neighbor. What do I do?
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Salad? Yes. Lasagna? Of course. Mint brownies? Booyah. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
I'm Greg Wrubell here, and like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put back, throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. a commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on.
Dives into the teeth, banks, and scores, and one!
Let's head back live to courtside.
All right, the BYU and Harvard straight ahead. Time now for the Mountain Star Healthcare Injury Report, brought to you by Timpanogos Regional Hospital in Orem and Mountain View Hospital in Payson. Proud to take care of athletes of all ages, not bigger, just better. And the injury report no longer includes Jamal Yates. He's out there for pregame warm-ups and has been given the green light to go here in Hawaii. After 3 weeks away with a sprained right ankle, Jamal Yates is back. BYU does lose Jake Toulson off the roster. Indefinite leave of absence for medical reasons. Tip-off coming up next. This has been the Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
To the traditional steakhouse, farewell. You were good to our forefathers with your dress codes, dim lighting, starched napkins, and that crumb scraper thingy. You'll be missed by some. But then there's the rest of us who prefer the new steak boss wraps from Taco Bell with a double portion of juicy marinated steak layered with your choice of guac and salsa or potato and bacon, then grilled to go. Goodbye, steakhouse. Hola, Taco Bell. For a limited time, double portion of steak as compared to the 1.5-ounce steak soft taco.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing. We'll go right to the rim. Oh! And he throws it down to the foul.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, imgproducts.net has you covered. imgproducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. imgproducts.net. We've got you covered.